It's a really sweet thing to be gathered all together as our church community to celebrate Christmas and to be in worship together, to be sharing cookies and hot chocolate together and coffee. It's really a beautiful time to worship together. Christmas, there's a lot of things in Christmas. There's lights, there's presents, but there's really one thing I want to share this morning, that Christmas is about Christ. And Christmas is about Christ who is the King. So you could say that Christmas is about Christ and Christmas is about King. Christmas is about kingship. Christmas is about Christ, and that's why just over here on the side we've been lighting candles all leading up to Christmas. And this morning we lit the tallest candle, that white candle, the Christ candle. And that's a reminder when we see that candle lit that Christmas is about Christ. And remember today that Christmas is about Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Now, if you're a basketball fan out here, and if you're particularly a Golden State Warrior fan, you've been looking forward to this day for a long time. Because you know right now that the Golden State Warriors, they woke up Christmas morning, and they're in Cleveland. Because Christmas morning, it's a big game. Our Golden State Warriors play the Cleveland Cavaliers. And if we happen to be in Cleveland right now, and I asked you, well, it's Christmas Day. So, Christmas is about the King. Who is the King? I bet there would be a few people in Cleveland who would say, the King? That's LeBron James. The King is LeBron. And it's Christmas Day. And the Warriors are playing Cleveland. And that's what Christmas is about, right? The Warriors playing the King. You know, when you think about Christmas time, even the very first Christmas, there was another King. Not in Cleveland, but there was another King in Judea named Herod. And when Jesus came on the scene, the new King, there was a King there. And that king was named Herod. And in a little bit, we're going to look at Scripture and we're going to see where Herod the king shows up as Jesus comes on the scene. But before we do that, what I'd love to do is actually something again with our kids. So if our kids wanted to walk up front, you could come up here and you could sit right here. I want to do something with these nativity scenes. So if you want to come on up, kids can come on up, and we'll just do something real short here, and then in a sec, you'll go right back to where you are. So go ahead and come on up and sit here. Okay, so what we've got up here are a whole bunch of nativity sets, a whole bunch of scenes of nativity. Yeah, we got Charlie Brown up here. We got little people over here, and we've got Playmobil right here. And so what I'd like someone to come up and do is to come on up here and see if you can find in a set here Joseph. I know the Joseph. Okay, Micah, you can come on up. Lillian, you can come on up too, if you can find a Joseph in all of these sets. Which one is Joseph?
Joseph. Charlie Brown Joseph.
Yeah, that's a Charlie Brown Joseph. So you got this one.
Oh,
his head come off. All right. All right, that's the Joseph. Okay, we'll pull that one out. You want to pull that? I'll pull the little people. Okay, cool. Okay, thanks. So this is Joseph. It's Charlie Brown Joseph, and this is Joseph. Thanks, guys. And that's what we looked at the first week in Advent. We looked at Joseph's courage, how Joseph was betrothed to Mary, and he was like, oh, I don't know what I should do. And an angel came and visited him and said, don't be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, and you will have a son, and his name will be Jesus.
An angel told Mary, too.
We're going to get that. That's next week. But Mary told Joseph and said, don't be afraid to take Jesus. Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. You will have a son named Jesus. And Jesus means saved. God saves. So Joseph, in courage, wasn't afraid, took Mary to be his wife and raised baby Jesus to be the one to save us. Okay, I'm going to put Joseph back. Can two other people come on up and show me, where is Mary? Want to come up and... Okay, come on up. Does someone else want to come up and try to find... Yeah, come on up. Where is Mary? Okay. Got Mary. Is there Mary over there too? This one? Oh, yeah, she's way back there. Mary fell down. She's resting. Mary's been through a lot at Christmas. She needs to rest. All right, so this is Mary, right?
Joseph's in there.
And, oh, yeah, Joseph's sleeping too. They're all kind of getting tired. And so Mary, that's what we looked at a couple of weeks ago. Mary, who was also a little afraid, but then the angel said to her, so you said, Micah, Mary said to, the angel said to Mary, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, for the Holy Spirit will come over you, and you'll have a child, and he will be Emmanuel, God with us. And so then Mary gave birth to baby Jesus. All right, now, can anyone come on up here and show me some shepherds? There's shepherds. Come on up here. Does somebody else want to come up? Yes. Yeah. Lucas, come on up and show me where some shepherds. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's a shepherd. Yeah, here's one over here. Me too. Okay, cool. And then Linus. So these guys are the shepherds. And Linus is over here. He's got a shepherd too. And that's what we looked at last week, that the shepherds were out on the hill by Bethlehem, and the angels came and announced that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And they were afraid. But then the angel said to them, fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. They were afraid, but they had faith over fear. They believed what the angel said. And then they went to Bethlehem. And then they saw the baby Jesus. They were courageous. And then in here, there are some wise men. There are some wise men. Anybody show me where some wise men are? Yeah. Who can come on up? Somebody else? Do you want to show me where some wise men are? Karis, you can show me where some wise men are. Yeah? Some wise men? Okay. And there are other wise men? You see some? This one? Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, so here are some wise men. Right here, they've got crowns on them. Thank you. They've got crowns on them. Sometimes they're called magi. They're the learned. We're going to read about them today and how they had courage in the Christmas story as well. Okay. Thanks, guys, for helping me out. Let me invite you guys to stand up and head back to where your folks are sitting. And I'm going to read this story. As you guys are heading back, there's one thing that's true about nativity sets and Christmas scenes everywhere. There's one character in the Christmas story that never shows up at all in any Christmas scenes, and that is King Herod. Does anybody have a Christmas scene or a nativity set with a King Herod in it? King Herod doesn't show up anywhere. He's certainly in the story, but he doesn't show up in any set. You've got Mary, you've got Joseph, you've got the baby Jesus, you've got shepherds, you've got wise men, but you never see King Herod. You never see King Herod. You even have sheep. You even have camels, you even have donkeys, but you don't have King Herod. Why don't we have King Herod in the nativity scene? I'm going to read out of Matthew, and we're going to ponder that. Why don't we have King Herod in here? Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 says this. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men, or magi, from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. Herod the king was troubled because someone with new power and with new authority was emerging in the region. A new king was coming. And all Jerusalem was troubled with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them, where was Christ? Where the Christ was to be born? They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And this is the famous passage we get out of Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. For from you shall come a new king. Then Herod summoned the wise men, the Magi, secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And then King Herod tries some trickery here because he intends to do harm to the baby Jesus. He wanted to keep him from becoming the king. So Herod lies to the Magi and he says this. And he sent them to Bethlehem saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. But the king Herod doesn't want to come and worship. He wants to come and destroy Jesus. And after listening to the king, the Magi went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And then here are still the wise men. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. The wise men, after worshiping baby Jesus, after giving baby Jesus the gifts of gold and incense and myrrh, they were warned in a dream. The early readers of this would know that that was a sign that God had spoken to them. In a dream, God had given them a message, warned them to not return to Herod. Don't tell them where the King of Kings was to be born. Don't go back and tell Herod where he is. And so the wise men, they listened to the dream, they listened to the message of God, and then they departed from there, and they went around, and they went back to their home country by another way. They came and worshiped the King, the Christ, which is what Christmas is all about. Even the gifts themselves point to Jesus and the King. Gold is a sign of kingship. And when they came and brought the gift of gold, it was an affirmation that Jesus Christ wasn't just any baby. Jesus Christ was the King. And they presented him with a kingly gift, which is the sign of gold, which they came and brought him. You see in the wise men incredible courage. They had incredible courage to seek out the new king. Because think about what they were doing. They were looking for a new king. They had come from a far land in the east. They had come to this region, and they were looking for a new person who would rise to power, rise to authority. And they came and sought out a new king. But where did they go to inquire about who and where this new king would be? They went and inquired at the place of the current king. They went and inquired at the palace of Herod, who was the king over Judea. I mean, can you imagine that for just a moment? You have someone in power and authority over the region, and then you're coming in from the outside, and you say to them, hey, we saw a new king. Can you tell us where he happens to be? I mean, I know you're the king right now, but there's a new king coming of power. So I know he's somewhere in your kingdom. He's going to replace you. Do you think you could tell me where he happens to be right now? It would be a little bit like if you were in your workplace and you kind of heard through the grapevine that your manager or your boss was being replaced. So you go, hey, I kind of heard this rumor. So you go, I know, I want to find out who this new boss is, new manager. I'm going to go ask my current manager. I'm going to go ask my current boss. So you go walking into your boss's office, and you go, hey, I just heard that there's going to be a new boss that I'm going to have. Do you happen to know who that is? Now, I don't know how that would be in your workplace. That might not be make you real popular as an employee. These guys are going to the king who could do them harm, who had power even to imprison them. And they're going, hey, I know you're the king, but I want to find out who the new king is. Now, why would they have done something like that? What would have given them the courage to do something like that? Only that they saw a star up in the heavens. And what does that mean for them? What that means in that time in the first century is when you see things aligning in the heavens, it spoke to those people in that time to say, hey, there is something more important that's going on than just what's happening on earth. There is a heavenly authority. There is a spiritual authority. There is a power at work in the universe that is more important and more powerful and has more authority than what is going on earth. So they had a sign from a heavenly authority that there would be a new king. And living into that faith and living into that trust and living into that belief, there is something more powerful that's going on than just at an earthly level. There's a heavenly spiritual reality that is creating a new authority and a new power and a new king. And so because of that, we don't have to fear what's going on the earthly realm. The power and authority on earth, we don't need to fear because of the power and the authority in the heavenly realm that says there will be a new king. And so with that authority, and with that confidence and with that faith, they go to the current king and they say, Herod, where's the new king that's been ordained with heavenly authority and spiritual power? Where is that king? Because we want to worship him. That is the faith of the wise men. That is the courage of the wise men. And then when they find Jesus, when they come and they find Mary and Joseph and they find Jesus, they bow down, they worship him, and they give him the gifts, all fitting for the king. Christmas is about Christ, and Christmas is about the king. And so for us as modern people, the question at Christmas time is always, who will be the king? Who will be the king? Who will be the king? Is it Herod the king? Is it the earthly power? Is it earthly authority? Is that what will rule in our lives? Who is your king? Is it LeBron James? Is it entertainment? Is that your king? Being victorious, is that your king? Sometimes I think about what has a power and what has an authority in our lives. Maybe we don't call it king, but what rules our lives? What has power? What has authority in our lives? Here are the easy ones. These are the ones we struggle with in Silicon Valley. Money, achievement, career, our image, consumption, feeling good. Feeling good is what rules my life. Everything I do, it's so I feel good, so I'm comfortable. I mean, those are the easy ones, right? I met a man yesterday when we were over at City Team. It struck me, I was thinking about this message, and it struck me that in his life, it was his past that ruled him. I was talking to this guy, and Henry, and we were just talking, and he was sharing about his life. And if you don't know City Team, it's a ministry, really great. They work with people who are homeless and who have had tough times happen in their lives. maybe have problems with drug or alcohol, and they help bring them in off the street and rehabilitate them. Have a great residential program. 50 people, folks who are helping turn their lives around. So I was meeting this one guy and talking to this one guy yesterday, and he said he was a resident of the program, and he said in his life there was a season, there was a time, very specific, where he was driving, and he had an automobile accident. And because of that automobile accident, a death had occurred. And he was really sad. I mean, his life, he's really broken up. And he remembers him like, in the hospital. And he was there. And the person that was one of the people in his car, because of that automobile accident, they died. He was driving. And he remembers in that hospital, when that person died, he just walked away. He walked away from his family, his wife and his daughter. He just was completely broken. And then his life went down the road of alcohol, and then he ended up on the street. But then back again, he found his way into City Team. And there in the work that Charles Knuckles is doing, who's the director over there, and the program, his life turned around. And I talked to him. And he's still recovering. He's still putting the pieces together. But I asked him about his life, and he said two things. He said through City Team, he met Jesus. And these are the two things he said. He said, Jesus saved my life. He says, Jesus saved me, not only my eternal life, but Jesus saved my life on earth. Jesus saved me. He rescued me. Brought me back from alcohol, brought me back from the street. And as we talked, what struck me was that there was something that was power and authority in his life. It was his sorrow. Sometimes in our past, even our sorrow rules us. And that was certainly true in his life. What ruled his life was his sorrow. And that's what took him down the road to leave his family and to get into a life of alcohol. The question for us as modern people is, who is our king? What rules our life? What is the thing that has power and authority over all of us? Who is your king? Who is your king? At the time, it was Herod. Maybe in our time, people do point to LeBron as the king. I mean, if he drops 50 on the Warriors today, people are going to say, that's the king. But as followers of Jesus Christ, let me just remind us again and encourage us that Jesus, the one on earth and in the heavenly realms, he is the one with power and authority to rule every aspect of our lives. Christmas is about Christ. Christmas is about the king. Wise men found him. Henry over at City Team found him. And I pray that we as a church will continue to find him. Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory to God in the highest. Let me pray for us. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much that you are the King and that you are in our lives. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that nothing in all creation has power over us like you do. God, if there's somebody here who has something in their lives that they feel like has power over them, something in their life that has authority over them, God, I pray that this morning, even now as we pray, that we would just lift that up to you, that that person would just lift that thing up to you and say, God, we don't want this thing. I don't want this thing to have power or authority over me. God, I lift this up to you. And pray that you who are the king, you who have power, would come into my life and that you, God, would fill my life with your power and your kingship and your authority. God, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Give us joy. Give us peace. Give us healing. God, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.